Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.88.book. Website Recovery Radio, KMP3.com. If you get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are, you and me. I am glad for that. I am grateful. I have no desire to drink today. Say that every day. It's the headline in my mental newspaper. Very easy to take that for granted. If you've ever had the desire to stop drinking removed and then you had a return with a vengeance, like I talk about in episode 2 on my podcast, then you know. Some of the emotions I'm describing. I mean, I had the desire to drink, return, and it stayed with me for a long time, and it was hell on earth, and I'm just beside myself with gratitude that I understand today why it returned, and why it would return again, and why it's gone away, and what I need to do to keep the desire from drink, from becoming part of my life again. So it's just, I'm so grateful that I understand. I didn't understand back then. I have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. Those are not paid endorsements. I just stumbled upon this blend. And lo and behold, it's my new favorite go-to. Those of you who were just tuning in to hear about the coffee, that's it. If anybody needs to hear it, I'll say everything's okay. Just kidding. Okay. I'm going to read an email today, which has a question for Friday. And it's going to be the topic of the show. The subject is sponsorship questions. Hi, my name is Janine from Connecticut. I've been writing a letter to you in my mind for ages. I'm so grateful to you for speaking the message that is actually in the Big Book and the context it intends. It has helped me enormously. I've been sober for 21 years and only learned what the Big Book actually says in 2020. Thank God for Zoom and the many opportunities that has brought me in my recovery. I'm reaching out about sponsorship and can use some guidance. Hope this doesn't sound like a pity party. Just a little backstory. Over the past 2.5 years, I started a Big Book step study that attracts a good number of people for each round. I incorporated a lot of what I learned from you into the step study. I've done intensive work with many people over that time, both in the group and especially one-on-one. I'm so disheartened by sponsorship. So many come and go. I'm okay with the ones that fade away, never completing the work, especially steps 9 through 12. Then there are the sponsees where we have a good relationship. They have completed the work and are working with others. Then they switch sponsors and let me know after the fact, if at all. There's always a feeling of loss and sadness. Meaningful connections have always been a struggle for me. Lastly, there are the mentally unstable, in my opinion, sponsees that lie to me or challenge my boundaries, and I feel manipulated by them. I know I have to get out of self and not play God, and ask God for direction in each specific matter. Maybe there's something I'm doing wrong or could do differently. Maybe I'm blocked from the answer. Lots of inventory has been written. I practice two-way prayer every morning. The direction I received was to ask for help. I would love to chat about it or email and hear about your experience. This email feels like a whiny part. This email feels like the whiny part of the situation. I'm so grateful for you. Sincerely, Janine. Does not sound like a pity party to me at all. And I wrote to Janine asking if I could just talk about this on the show. So I will. I've had a lot of experience with what she's talking about. And in my experience, anyone who sponsors people has that experience and those experiences, and it can be extremely disheartening, for sure. I'll tell you all my thoughts about this, because I have a lot. Some of them seem to contradict one another, but it's not black and white. I believe that, like, spiritually speaking, it is pretty clear. When I am spiritually speaking, the pain does come from my wanting a specific result. And also, I think you'd have to be an android or a saint to not be affected and sometimes made to feel sad by this stuff. Very easy to take it personally. It's wrong to take it personally. It's not personal. But it's easy to take it personally. For whatever it's worth, I've gotten much, much better over the years and continue to get better, I feel, at not taking people's behavior personally. I am showing improvement, but I still will be hurt at times. I still will have to bring this to God. What comes to mind also is the first resentment that I remember really digging into in my inventory when I was newly sober was against an ex-girlfriend. And she cheated on me. I cheated on her. She cheated on me. I cheated on her. We threw beer bottles at each other's heads. It was very sexy. And right before I got sober, this process had been in full swing, continuing as it always had. She slept with our drummer. I threw her out of my house. Told her I never wanted to see her again. Then I got sober. She called me And she said, you know, I want to get sober. And I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. God is so good. I'm going to have it all now. Bring your shit back over to my house. We're going to meetings. And long and short of it is she cheated on me again with somebody in the fellowship. And all of her stuff was back on the porch. And that was it. So I'm doing my inventory on her. And I was really mad at her. How dare she? How could she be so thoughtless and careless? How could she? Like, we were going to get sober together. Like, this is like true love. Been in love for years. Like, how could she do this? How could she lie to me and deceive me? And I started to have a spiritual awakening. And the way it happened, if I had to verbalize it and describe the window through which I was able to see this clarity, was I started to imagine her leaving me in a way that would have not hurt me. I started to imagine her leaving me in a way that would have like made me go, oh, this is tough, but I get it, you know. I started to imagine her saying, ask myself that question. How could she have done this right? And I imagined her coming up to me, look, you know, you seem serious about getting sober, and frankly, I'm not. And I really don't know how to have any kind of a... I'm really uncomfortable with the idea of having a confrontation or taking responsibility for my behavior. So I'm just going to go fuck someone, and I know you'll dump me. And then I won't have to worry about staying sober. I won't have to worry about, like, that confrontation. Like, I'm just sorry. I met somebody, and I really like them, and I'm going to go have sex with them. And I started to just think about the absurdity of all that. I started to think, somebody who would come up to me and say, any of those kinds of things, I just started thinking, she would have to have some integrity, she would have to have self-esteem, she would have to be clear on how she felt. She would have to be very secure and solid, and she is. And I started to think that she wasn't those things. She hated herself. She did not have self-esteem. She had very low self-esteem. She was afraid. And as I was understanding that, the resentment was going away. It was never to return because I really understood. It wasn't personal. Her behavior to me wasn't personal. And that's what I think about when I think about everything except an act of love. All behavior, sponsees and otherwise. I have come to believe that nothing except an act of love is personal. Nothing. I have sponsored people who, they go all the way through. They're having, by their own reports, a good experience. They're working with people, and then they do go work with someone else. And I don't know why. And people are complex. God has a plan for everybody. And I don't know what it is. So I really try to keep in mind, as best I can, these things. And I do get hurt at times. I just don't think it's overnight. I just don't think that, I mean, if anybody can solve this once and for all, I would love to hear from you, because to me it's flickering. It's improved, gets better. But I try to keep in mind what my friend Dave, how he describes this so beautifully, this whole thing, where he says, you know, let's go to the mountain. If you want my help all the way there, hop in. We'll go all the way there. If you want my help for half the way, hop in. I'll let you out halfway there. If you want no help, that's fine. Whatever degree of help you want, that's fine. But let's go there. And I have brought the situation you've described in this email to God many, 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 many times. I think it always comes back to me learning on a new level to let go of an outcome. And also, we're human beings. And sometimes people hurt us with their thoughtlessness, carelessness, selfishness, etc., etc. I don't know if that helped. I don't know if that helped at all. Like I said, I mean, I've been practicing this a long time, and two weeks ago I got an angry text from somebody that, from my perspective, I've tried to do nothing except help. I've required nothing from them in return, and they're furious. And they're drinking and they're furious. And I understand all that intellectually, but still had to shake it off. It still hurt. But nothing is personal except an act of love. And that's just an ongoing, unfolding understanding for me. Anyways, the birds are here now. They're loud. I have a modeling shoot today. It's a big one. I'm the sexiest man of the year. I'm people's sexiest man of the year. But I'm also an anonymous figure in public life, so I'm on the front page of people, but they have my face blocked out. And I'm flexing, and I'm holding a cappuccino in one hand. It's not really my thing, but I'm, you know, it's people. What am I going to do, argue with them? And I'm wearing a terry cloth robe, and it's very suggestive, but it's tasteful. So I have to go shoot that. Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, you know, he hasn't done modeling jokes lately. He should stick with that. These are getting stale. But there it is. If you're upset about it, you know, you're the one who's still listening. Don't blame me. All right, I'm out of here. I'm going to go. Send me an email if you'd like to. SarcasticBigBook@gmail.com. Send me a message on Instagram. And that's it. Have an amazing weekend. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving.
Thank you.